Well, hello there, babe. Hello, guys. Now, this is just a quick video that something happened to me when I went downtown. I haven't been downtown for about 6 years, as I said, and it was loads of people down there, weird-looking people. I don't know where they're getting the money from, but here's something I kind of noticed. I went into a store, Superdrug. Now, Superdrug has been going for many years over here. It's kind of like a Boots, but it's less expensive. Not sure if anybody knows about it outside the UK. But obviously something's happened to Superdrug. It's got a new CEO or something or other, because it's all seemed to have gone feminized. And I didn't really notice it at first until I went and bought a couple of things, and they gave me a bag, and the bag was pink. You can have a bag as long as it's pink. But then I kind of took a look around and saw that mostly no man was actually in there. It was all femons. And all the tellers behind the counters, where there's about six of them, seven of them maybe, were all femons. So the store obviously isn't very inclusive, is it? Now, it's just a wild guess that the CEO is a femon. They may not be, but somebody along the line certainly is. Because you see, femons don't really have a lot of business sense. Any store selling something would want to sell it to everybody, not just a certain sex. Of course, Superdrug sells a lot of things femons buy, but men buy a lot of things from Superdrug too, at least they used to. But business sense means that you sell to everybody, but if you're a femon, no, they change it. They don't like men. Men are bad, so we don't want to sell to them. We don't want their money. And that's the business sense femon has. And that's why mostly all men are very successful in businesses, not femons. Because men don't make it personal. It's just money, making money, what a business is supposed to do. I was just wondering if anybody else from the UK noticed the change. But that's fine by me. I'll find somewhere else to shop other than Superdrug from now on. I don't want to walk around with just a pink bag. Different if they said, look, we have two colours, a blue or a pink. Or how about a colour that's just non-gender? No, I think Superdrug is trying to make a point. And that's okay, Superdrug, I got it. No more shopping at Superdrug for me. Kinda smacks of Gillette, doesn't it? And that was a real successful ad campaign they had. I haven't bought a Gillette since. I just thought I'd let you know about that, guys. So I guess Superdrug has gone woke. Watch them go broke. Sayonara, people.